Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. It's so much to discuss, but we're going to get through it all. I just want to alert you to the fact that we have amazing conversations coming up. And so far, you've been sharing your voice notes as well on hot topics we've been discussing. Your customer experience and your viewing options and choices on the back of multi-choice. We'll play a few of those voice notes in just a moment. But of course, giving you some insight into illicit alcohol trade in the country. And now we're going to deep dive into key conversations around how South African youth are spending their money. This comes on the back of some research from Standard Bank with their youth barometer. It helps us unpack, in light of Youth Month, how South African youth are really managing their finances. For that, we joined on the line by Tiamo Molanda, Head of Youth and Mass Market Segments at Standard Bank, to tell us more. Tiamo, such a pleasure to have you with us, and welcome to the show. Excited to talk about this particular youth barometer, because we always make these generalizations around Gen Zs, millennials, people under the age of 35. But this really gives us some practical insight into their financial and spending behavior. Help us understand how you collated this information.
Good evening, Gugu, and good evening to all the listeners. Sure. So first, I'm quite excited about the youth barometer that we took out at Standard Bank this morning. And it was quite, I think for me, it was quite a big learning. Firstly, some surprises, but also some quite an interesting insights that I've come through. The reality of it is that as banks, we sit with a lot of data. And this particular data is not necessarily about we're going out and kind of sense check people and do kind of research, but it's actual factual data that we see in terms of customer behaviors. So from a barometer perspective, we're able to get great insights in terms of spending patterns, how our youth under at the age of 35 are using their credit cards, how they are buying homes, as well as vehicle finance. Some great, amazing insights as relates to your savings and investments, as well as insurance.
100%. What I found intriguing is definitely the data around credit, right? Because as we know, you need to be credit active to build your credit profile in order to purchase the assets and receive the lending that you want in future. How is the youth doing in terms of their credit card use? How many of us, listen to me, of us, the youth, are using credit cards?
So, I mean, this is specifically in terms of our Standard Bank data. So what we've seen is that if you look at the overall credit card base, 16% of the credit card base is actually the people under the age of 35. Mm-hmm. We see that initially we start with kind of your entry, I'm going to call it an entry level credit card, which is our gold credit card. But as the customers move through and the shift in terms of an older age, like up until the age of 35 and so on, you actually see them getting into the premium credit card. So that will be our platinum credit card. What has been quite interesting as well is that young people actually do a lot of frequent buying, but they also pay off at the credit card often. And what we're actually getting a sense of is that they've actually learned in terms of how to manage their interest better on their credit card, but also play on the kind of your loyalty and rewards. Because the more you swipe and the more you use your credit card, then you get that benefit that is coming through from our loyalty and rewards perspective.
Got you. And I think this is really critical, because we also understand that a younger generation is often one of instant gratification, and that typically speaks to the buy now, pay later aspect. Is that also growing? Yeah. Are we perhaps spending more money on that segment versus the credit cards at all?
Yeah, I think that for me was quite a kind of a big surprise in terms of the kind of the sheer volume or sheer a percentage in terms of what we're seeing in terms of buy now, pay later. And that's what's even more interesting, is that that's not only linked to a kind of a credit card, because you can also get that kind of facility when you're using your debit card. So that's definitely quite a big surprise in terms of the usage of your buy now, pay later facilities. And I think what is even more interesting is, I mean, it's quite a recent kind of thing that has been done as compared to kind of your credit card type of payment. And it was actually a surprise to see how many youth are actually taking that up.
We often hear that young people don't want to buy any assets. We want to travel. We want to enjoy life and, you know, have the lovely outfits and the experiences. So home ownership and vehicle ownership isn't a priority. Is that true when we take a look at your data?
Well, while we see that customers are actually the one they essential, they spend on essentials, and also they see quite a nice balance with lifestyle as well. What has been quite interesting, though, is that they are buying homes, they are buying cars. So we're seeing that kind of the younger youth are kind of buying more cars. And what I'm talking about, the younger youth is kind of the under the age of 25. They first buy cars, and then the older youth are investing more into homes. And the average home loan that is coming through for that particular age group, you're looking at about 1.3 million. Okay. And what is also interesting is that if you look at they normally take up like 100% loans, or even at times up to 105%. And reason being that normally they don't have they've got a small deposit or no deposit at all. They are normally buying homes by themselves, as compared to when you're older, where you might have a partner that you're buying with, and therefore the affordability is an issue. But they're definitely buying cars as well as are buying homes.
Got you. That comes as a great encouragement just in terms of building that asset base. But we know that with any asset, it comes with risk, and that needs to be covered, right? And yeah. I'm so glad that you talk about the younger youth and the slightly older youth, because youth needs to take care of responsibilities. You know, you get to grow older and you learn that loved ones pass away. You might fall ill. You might lose your job. At the same time, you start a family. You need to save. You need to invest. There's all these long-term goals and plans that you also need to implement. And I'm intrigued to actually see that the youth are prioritizing funeral cover, more specifically so, women.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there is this phenomenon around what we call mother of the nation, right? Mm-hmm. Which is this woman that they come in, they worry about the kids, they worry about the household. Therefore, in terms of even the grocery spends and et cetera, you tend to see it coming through from women because they are the ones that are looking in terms of guiding the household overall. But what is even more interesting is that the financial responsibility of youth is not only for themselves. They worry about their extended families. And what we even are seeing in the data is that when they take out the funeral insurance, it's not only for themselves and maybe a partner, if they've got a partner, but actually they're adding their aunts, their uncles, because they are worried about who will look after them if anything were happen to me. But not only that, at any point, if there's any some sort of financial constraints, I need to put something down. So you see them also looking after this. So funeral plans are a big deal for your younger customer, which for me, actually, we've always believed that you don't take up funeral plans, but actually they do.
This is so refreshing, Siyamo, and I'm appreciative that you've taken us on a 360 view, right? How much we earn, what we use for credit, what assets we're buying, how we're covering our risk, which really speaks to the full view of being financially well and financially prepared for any eventuality in life. I'm keen for us, you know, as a key takeaway, just to get a better understanding. Number one, what does this, you know, teach us about those under 35 in South Africa and their money management patterns, according to your data on your client database? But also, if there's any further interventions and lessons that we need to implement to improve and enhance financial literacy so that this group of under 35s, you know, when they get to retirement age, are in a much better position than the current generation.
Yeah. I think while they start as spending money on just like the key essentials, even when the youth are quite stretched, they actually value life, right? You see things like lifestyle, they're investing in lifestyle. You see them investing in their well-being. So gym membership, looking good, et cetera. So you see a lot of that. So which is actually quite different to kind of people now that are kind of in your 40s going up, because they show a different kind of a pattern. The other thing is that while there is digital coming in and like things like subscription services, if you think about Ubers and all of that, they are buying cars, they are buying homes. So they're still investing very much in property. But more than anything, I think their home and life in terms of the extended families are really quite important to them. There is really at the core of who they are.
Yeah. Definitely. And with more
and maybe just to quickly, just to quickly touch on what they can do. So we've got a lot of kind of your money management solutions to help the youth. And this is quite personalized because it tells you what's happening in your own account and gives you nudges in terms of what you can do to actually spend your money better, and also in terms of some saving tools.
100%. Siyamo, such a pleasure speaking to you. This has been amazing insight. And I think for anyone under the age of 35, or if you know someone under 35, this really does resonate in terms of the experiences that we witness South Africans having. We just need to make sure we enhance our level of financial literacy and be proactive as well as individuals in South Africa. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you, Gugu.
Thank you. That is Tsiyamo Molanda, Head of Youth and Mass Market Segments at Standard Bank. Tell me about it. Are you a youth like me? Genuinely so. Youth and Dala, you know, are you using your credit facilities appropriately? Are you buying assets? Are you also taking on the necessary funeral cover? And I'm keen to understand what your experience has been like. Funny enough, speaking to a colleague earlier today, she highlighted how because she keeps checking her credit score and credit profile, it actually has reduced her credit score. So that already is playing an impact on her opportunity to buy a property. So there's all these little nuances that we also need to be aware of that do influence how it is that we manage our credit, manage our risk, and of course, even investment insights going forward. But share your thoughts. Youth, young and old, we want to hear from you. How are you managing your money? Does the data from Standard Bank's Youth Barometer resonate with you? 063-688-0959. We've got a lot to discuss on the show tonight, so please do stay with us. If you are someone who's looking at an interesting career to go into, what if I asked you if you want to be a diplomat? And what does that look like? Well, stay with us just after 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. We'll get into some insights around the journey of someone who is a professional diplomat, former ambassador of Turkey to South Africa, who'll give us some of her insight into her journey, the evolution of some of her leadership skills, and of course, understanding some of the partnerships that she's embarked upon in South Africa specifically, together with our neighboring countries, Eswatini and Lesotho, to make sure that the development of young girls, but more so young boys, is also something that remains a key priority in our economy. Share your thoughts. 063-688-0959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.